Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
All right, what's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We're the only sports, Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a platform. Syracuse opens ACC play this Saturday, January 5th at noon. Head to South Bend to do so. And we are going to give you our preview for that game. But first, there is still things to bet on over at my bookie. There's a bowl game left. Haven't gotten in on any of the bowl game action. That's going on. We got football playoffs coming up for the NFL. We've got the NBA, and we've got, of course, NCAA conference play starting. It's always fun to bet on that stuff. So, you know, if you haven't made your way over to my bookie and you want to give it a try, make sure you remember who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. And if you want to make money at online betting, you go to MyBookie. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. You can check them out for yourself. Join now, and MyBookie will offer you a 50% deposit bonus to make sure you get a nice bankroll on whatever you're betting on. So go ahead and use promo code Q's25 when you deposit to activate that offer. That's promo code Q's25. And remember, you play, you win, you get paid. My bookie. Okay. That's it. That's all I got.
All right.
Happy New Year, everybody. And
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's just another day to me with a
happy birthday.
With a different date on the end of the different year on the end of the date. But hey.
Pretty much.
Yeah, right?
But that means that conference play starting, so
that means a conference play starting. Plus our podcast year runs, you know, through sports seasons. So I forgot to mention it the last episode. But, hey, happy freaking New Year, everybody. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. And I hope you didn't turn green or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm still not ready for football to be over.
NFL? Or
all together. I wish Syracuse had another game.
I wish we could watch some more college football. It was really fun yesterday. That was the highlight of the New Year's celebration, was not doing a damn thing except for watching people get upset yesterday.
Oh, you know what my highlight was yesterday? Taking down Christmas ornaments.
Of course. Would you break them too as you threw them in the bag?
I mean, I...
Accidentally? Oh, oops. I dropped that. Oh, sorry.
Whoops. That, the decorations, the lights, all that.
Oh, I know. I got it done in an hour. That's how much I
put. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I go, but it's a lot better taking them down than putting them up, I'll tell you that.
You're such a Scrooge. You are. You're awful. The man with whose favorite Christmas movie is Eight Crazy Nights.
Hey, look, you know what? I meant, you know, and I went back, and after the fact, I want to rescind that number one. I want it still would be in my top five, but I completely left Bad Santa out of there. And that pretty much encapsulates.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
So, hey, I haven't been doing the iTunes reviews, well, mainly because there really hasn't been any new reviews up there. So, I've sweetened the pot for the iTunes reviews. If you go leave us a five-star rating and give us a written review and I read it, I sweetened up the Q swag a little bit, and I do have to order some stuff, so I only have enough left for a couple right now, actually. As far as the koozies go, I need to order some more koozies.
I thought you said there was a new one.
A new what?
I thought you said there was a new review.
A new review. Oh, there is a new review.
Or am I just putting you on the spot?
No, there was a new review. You want to do it?
Oh, okay. No.
Huh? We can do it.
I mean, we don't have
to. We'll do it after... We'll do it after the preview. So go there to iTunes. Leave us the 5-star rating and a written review. If I read it on the show, then I'll send you some stuff. You email me at qsmilitia@gmail.com. So, all right. This preview, Notre Dame preview for Saturday, January 5th, is brought to us by J.P. Mulligan's. Happy hour every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Trivia Tuesdays and every NFL game every Sunday. And, of course, you get every SU game. And to put the icing on the cake, they're giving you $1 off Labatt's during SU games, folks. So go there, hang out with other Q's fans, grab some wings, grab some beers, or a soda, or a pop, or an iced tea, whatever. Go there, enjoy yourself. See if Nick's got some swag left. We need to get right with him and see if we need to send some more stuff up that way. But I
probably will for basketball season. But
I'm sure there's some stuff there. So, all right. So, you know when the game is. ACC play starts. It's time to buck up or buck out, as they say. Don't they say that? I don't know.
I've never heard it.
Are you sure?
Well,
maybe they don't. Maybe I say it. The Irish are 3-1 since losing senior guard Rex Pfluger. He's out due to a knee injury. He is out for the rest of the year. He was averaging 30.5 minutes a game and 8 points a game. During that 4-game stretch, there was only one tough game that they had. I mean, the wins over like Binghamton and Coppin State. I mean, come on. Their loss was to Virginia Tech. So, you know. They got
yesterday,
New Year's Day, kicking off the ACC play. So they do have three guys averaging double digits per game. TJ Gibbs tops them with 14.3 points a game as a team. They're 42.6% from the field, 34.3% from distance, and 75% from the line. So 4 games in without Pfluger, Joe, and, you know, are they floundering? Are they, you know, I know that we're going in to South Bend and they do have that advantage, but obviously not the same team.
No, that was Rex Pfluger. Again, you said his only senior on their team. He provided the leadership. Again, you said 30.5 minutes. You know, he can hit some big shots, but he's really good on the defensive end too. And just overall, I mean, not to say that they're season's done, and it would be pretty bad because last year, if you remember, Bonzi Colson got hurt and kind of messed up their season for
screwed a bunch of seniors. In the tournament. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they even made the tournament, did they?
No, they didn't.
But yeah. So, you know, I'd hate to see that happen again, but you know, that was kind of their guy, you know, again, like the leadership, they're really a pretty young team, although they have some good scores. Again, TJ Gibbs, he's a baller. So, I mean, I'm sure they're looking to him for a lot more leadership and stuff like that. DJ Harvey, another guard, 6'6 sophomore that can shoot and can score as well. One of the guys you said that averaged in double digits. And then 6'9 junior John Mooney, he's a forward. He averages 12.5 points, 9 rebounds. So those three guys, they kind of lean onto a lot more. But, I mean,
he's a three-point shooter too.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at the rotation since Pfluger's been gone, I mean, they...
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They really only go 7 deep, and 3 of them are freshmen. So that's really kind of where I look at it and wonder how they're going to be able to do. I mean, it is a home game and everything, but again, when Pfluger went out, that just, you know, you got a lot of...
Well, the leadership alone.
Well, the leadership alone, but then, you know, you find a way, you found your way at some point. I mean, they went through, I mean, they lost, they had losses to UCLA, Oklahoma. They had one to Radford, but, you know, they went and beat DePaul, Illinois, Purdue. So they beat some decent, you know, power five, you know, type talented teams with Pfluger. And, you know, they obviously had their roles down and they kind of were playing pretty good. And then that happened. So now you have to turn around and now different roles have to be filled. You know, you got some guys that weren't getting as many minutes, got to step up, and they've only played what, 3-4 games since then. So, it's just, it's going to be tough and they're still going to be in that process, you know? So two of the four guards they have are freshmen. You know, you take away DJ Harvey and TJ Gibbs, who are probably going to be playing a lot, but Prentice Hub and Dane Goodwin are their other guards, and they're both freshmen. They haven't seen this zone. The other guy coming off the bench who's a freshman, Nate Lazuski, he's a 6'10 freshman. So they got a little bit of height. Their other starter, Juwan Durham, he's a 6'11 junior. So they got a little bit of height with that guy and Mooney and Lazuski, a couple guards that are 6'6". But they're only going 7 deep, and they're still trying to figure the new team out and the roles and stuff like that. So I think we do have the upper hand as far as that goes. But
I mean, they did, you know, Syracuse did, you know, their best game, arguably most likely of the season, was against Ohio State at Ohio State early in the season. So they've shown that they can do it. I think the last two games that Syracuse has played, they've been impressive, albeit, you know, some subpar teams, but you're looking at a team that you could capitalize on while they're kind of hurting. And I mean, you know, when there's blood in the water, feed.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. That's sometimes that's what you get, kind of the luck of the draw. I mean, I don't want to take away from like Syracuse's football game against Clemson and stuff, but that's later in the year and Lawrence doesn't get hurt. And that's probably a way different game. So again, sometimes, you know, it's just kind of luck of the draw and it happens. And, you know, people might say, oh, you played Notre Dame when that guy just got, when Pfluger just got hurt, you know, they're a lot better at the end of the year.
Four games. And we had a lot of break in between.
I mean,
then.
Yeah, there's 18 conference games, you know, you get 10 games through in the last eight games, who knows, Notre Dame could be, you know, those kids could grow up and they could be a formidable team, you know, got a great coach. So, I mean, I'll never take anything past him. So,
yeah, he's had a rough hand dealt past couple years with injury.
Yeah, but he's always seemed to, you know, kind of overachieve a little bit. I mean, I think they did a lot better last year than a lot of people thought they were going to do when Bonzi Colson was out.
And he came back and it was too late, too little, too late.
Right, exactly.
But they missed the tournament, but him being out was the reason they missed.
It might be a bright spot. I mean, you got to figure, I mean, for right now, from the past, you know, couple games, like you said, it looks like we're on a little bit of a roll. I mean, again, like you said, it's tough judging the competition, but you'd like to think that would bring a little bit of confidence into it, you know?
Yeah, confidence, the energy and effort. Notre Dame is 9-1 at home, so they have that going for them. And, you know, they haven't played.
I mean, we're going to be a little bit more rested, but still, I mean, 4 days is still plenty for kids that age. So, I mean, I don't think that's going to be a factor. Maybe a foul trouble could be a factor. If we could get a DJ Harvey or a TJ Gibbs in and force one of those freshmen to play more than what they usually do and maybe keep one of those guys under double digits, then that could help too. But again, I mean, as SU fans, and we know the way that we play, we know what we need to do and worry about, you know, we got to get on the boards or just, you know, at least be close. And it comes down to, you know, the turnovers, free throws, stuff like that. So, and defense, we got to bring our defense on the road. That's got to travel. And
it's going to be a great test. I think this is a great early test, even with Pfluger out, it being in a hostile environment and conference play, starting away from the dome.
Well, like what you said, it's, we're kind of lucky that we're catching them this early because this team is only going to get better. You know what I mean? They have a bunch of young guys, and when you replace somebody like that, the more games you play, the more you play with each other, and freshmen grow up, then they're going to be better.
Yeah, and like we said, you know, with the week, geez, I mean, they've played three games in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Talking about SU. So I haven't seen that be a disadvantage, but like I said, you know, it's hard to tell with the competition they're playing. So we'll see. I would look for them. I would hope that they could come out with some energy, because it, you know, in the past two games, not for anything, but with Dolezal in there, he does add energy. So yeah. I don't know if that's the difference. It's hard to tell what it was.
Right.
They could have just been excited about going and playing some backyard ball and some schooling some kids. You know, who knows, really.
Right.
So a little bit different environment, maybe a little bit more nerves coming into this game, and that could be what slows them down in the beginning. But I would just like to, you know, hope that they could go out there, and I think they could win this game. I don't think that, you know, it's going to be one of the tougher ones. We talked about breaking up the ACC play by six games, and when you look at it, if they can go, I don't want to go through this all over again, but if they can go 4-2, I'm okay with that. And if they start 1-0 against Notre Dame, and then they got two home games against Clemson and Georgia Tech before they go face Duke, that's you know, it gives us a boost, let's just say.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like we talked about that. You got to kind of look at it as in kind of blocks.
Well, how many do you think they need, Joe, in conference play? You think they need 10, 11, you know, starting, you know, 9-4, never have made postseason starting non conference play in 9-4. It's never happened.
We would need to again, I think our numbers are going to be up there, but I think we need to be comfortable. We need to win like 11, 12.
So you're on 11-12. Okay.
Yeah, to be comfortable. Because if we do win 11-12 with, you know, with the teams in the ACC, that means that we beat a couple real good teams and didn't lose the ones we're supposed to. So that would put us on the right mark. I mean, if we had 20 wins going into the ACC tournament, then, you know, that wouldn't be too bad. And again, it also depends
Plus
on the
you
teams
do have
that
the
we
tournament
played
too. Yeah.
You know, in the teams that we played, and it's looking like as long as Buffalo holds court in the MAC and does what they do and they did last year, then that's not going to be a bad loss. And again, I think that the Oregon will be there at the end of the day when their team gets healthy.
It's the ODU one, really.
Well, the ODU one, I mean, they dominated the Colonial Conference last year and just lost in championship game.
It was
so
a home game, though. That's the thing.
What's that?
It was a home game for the Orange.
Yes,
so.
Yes, it was. It was ugly, but you don't know what it's like. If they go through and roll through again, it's still not going to be as ugly a win as, you know, it's not like losing to Coppin State or South Carolina State or Radford or, you know, Furman or, you know, these kind of teams, you know. So, I mean, in my opinion, I mean, Notre Dame lost to Radford. They got a worse loss than us, and that was with Pfluger.
Yeah, Radford, a party school, too. My buddy got kicked out of Radford.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's like an Oneonta. You know what I'm saying?
that's
like Virginia's Oneonta. So, you know, not much else to do.
Just to make some comparisons, too, looking at the teams that they lost to and looking at the record, you know, they're 10-4. They were 10-3 right before their game against Virginia Tech. I went and looked at some rankings. You know, I went through KenPom. I haven't mentioned him in a little while, but currently KenPom has Syracuse ranked 30th overall with an adjusted offense of 57, adjusted defense of 15.
That's pretty good.
And they have Notre Dame overall 70th with an adjusted offense of 46. But you have to understand that these numbers do have Pfluger in there as well and all the other games that he played. And they're just defense at 119.
Oh, boy.
So
they get scored.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that, you know, if we can continue to kind of play the way that we've played as far as sharing the ball.
Ball movement, man. Moving it.
Yeah. Yeah. It can't be one-on-one. They got to learn how to play together. You know, one-on-one isn't going to get you anywhere.
Nope.
So
I think we hammered that pretty good after ODU and Buffalo.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And then I looked at the net rankings.
Uh-huh.
The NCAA, the net ranking that they're going to go by. And currently they have Syracuse ranked 60th and Notre Dame 76th. So
in the net rankings, by the way, English. They factor in five things. And it's net efficiency, winning percentage, adjusted win percentage, scoring margin, and team value index. So the game results, opponents, and location, which is essentially, you know, the RPI basically. So
And that will balance itself out. If you go and look now, there's a lot of non-power five teams, mid-major teams that are sprinkled in there up there just because of the way that they've beaten teams and things like that. And once they stop playing like okay teams and they get into their conferences, then that's all going to just start balancing itself out because they're going to start going backwards even though they're winning, you know? So
we'll have
just because of competition and stuff like that. So we'll see how that works out. But
we'll get into the net BS. I don't like it. I thought that they did a good thing last year when they went just to the quadrant system. It really simplified things. Even if they wanted to tweak that a little bit, now that's not kind of like your final outcome. That's not like kind of your measurement stick. Now it's kind of just part of the measurement stick, which is like, where is it going to stop? Because
what are the variables? When is it going to stop? Exactly. Like people want something that's defined, and if it's not going to be defined, exactly. That's the thing, because everybody has their own opinions. Everyone's looking.
Everybody has their own opinions. All these teams are playing different non-conference. They're playing all these things. They're trying to factor in and make it as fair as possible. I thought they did a good job. If you take the RPI, it's not a perfect formula for rating a team, but it is fair across the board.
Look, I think they make enough money and they spend enough time to where they can look at some games and see, you can break down teams and see, okay, well, what happened here? This guy missed this game. Okay, well, then maybe we can factor that into this. And, they make enough money to where they can use their eyeballs to put the best teams in when it comes down to it. Because it doesn't matter, just like anything else.
Human error, though, too.
No matter how much they, add more teams, even when this goes to football and everything, there's always going to be a team. That there's always going to be teams or fans or people that complain, and unless you can define it, which, like you said, it's very difficult to, then there's going to be people whining about it. So it's just an imperfect thing that makes a perfect tournament. So, let's just figure something out. Let human beings with unbiased eyeballs look at it and pick the best teams.
Yeah. And, I do believe that like I said, and I'll say it again, I think we had a good system going. Now you've made that part of another system, and just stop screwing with it. You gave it 1 year like that.
That's like giving an NFL coach 1 year like the Arizona Cardinals. Like, it's a travesty that that guy got fired. Like, I mean, you can't give something 1 year and try to see the benefits or see the effects. Like, it's not going to happen.
And I thought it worked good, right? Because at the end of the day, when Syracuse was on the bubble, at the end of the day, when we looked at it in the quadrant system, where they landed, what they ended up being inside that quadrant system at the end of the year, they should have been in. And just barely, but they should have been in. And they were, just barely.
Right. I think that what that quadrant system did was, I think it kind of handcuffed some people in the committee and made it into something that was too defined.
Probably.
I don't think people in the committee wanted that to be too defined, because I think there's people that got money in the game. They got horses in the race. Exactly.
Yep.
So when you make it down to, the quadrants and these and this, is sometimes when you look at it, it's too clear and defined.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe it was just too defined in the powers within that couldn't make
they want to muddy they want to muddy up the water so that they can have an out at any now they have plenty of outs net efficiency scoring margin scoring margin, that's a huge out on somebody. So if a team's doing good, or they're a bubble team but they're winning close games, their scoring margin, they're only plus four or plus two and a half.
The less variables that you name and have, then the harder it is for them to sometimes make cases for people. So let's just throw 15 different variables out there, and let's not define, let's not number them as far as like what's most important to what's least important.
No, let's just throw them in a pile.
All these little variables out here, and we can always make an excuse for why we picked this team over this team.
Exactly.
Because they got horses in the race, and that's the bottom line. And I think as far as fans go, I mean, we were just getting used to it, and I thought it was fine.
I thought it was fine,
literally,
too.
Right, and you could literally just follow it every week.
Yeah, we were too. We were breaking it down every week.
And now it's like I've read a couple kind of shaky articles that really don't explain it at all or define it. So it's like with me, it's, you know, we could sit here and try to explain it, but I haven't heard it be explained.
It has not been explained. It has not been explained clearly enough to me to be able to sit here and tell everybody listening how exactly this is going to break down and factor out. It's why we haven't done it. It's because it has not been defined to me. And I've read things, and the more you read, the more confused I've gotten.
Right. So, and I think that's what they want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they want you to look at this and look at all these top tens and see Houston at number 4. And, you know, what's the other one I saw? San Francisco at 40, Lipscomb at 39. Like, you can't tell me that these teams are, you know.
Well,
like,
Ohio State was number 1 in the net rankings when we beat them, and we were 92nd.
Yeah, so they're 21 still.
So tell me, 92nd beating number 1, tell me your net rankings are that precise.
Right.
I don't think so. Sorry.
Exactly.
It's horrible. And it's one of the reasons I have a big problem in the NCAA is because these are kids, man, and they're freaking using them. And, you know, the fans, too, you know, because that's where the money comes from. Let's be honest. It's people watching. Yeah. It's people going to games. It's people buying merch. All that stuff. So, and the sponsorships, obviously, corporations. So, you know.
Well, you know, that stuff, in fairness, could could probably help teams like us in certain factors.
Well, sure, obviously, because we're a more nationally known school than a lot of people.
Well, and we travel really well, especially for basketball. I mean, maybe football now too. Who knows?
I'm thinking we do. I was just going to say that
we've got history in traveling well for basketball.
We used to talk. What comes first, the wins or the asses in the seats? I always knew the answer was wins because, you know, fans are fickle, and.
Oh God!
Damn straight.
No, it's just the way that people are now. It's the way the world. Instant gratification. Yep.
Sorry to go off on that tangent, but
yeah, I know. What was that all about, man?
I don't know, but it worked. It worked good. I think we cleared up what we know and what we don't know, and that we don't like it. So yeah, I think
we definitely
clear.
Know. That's what we
you
know.
Know I gave the NCAA like credit last year, saying, you know, finally they did something. That was, I think, it looks decent. Hopefully they don't screw it up, but probably they will. And they did. I said that last year. And they did. They screwed it up. They gave it one freaking year. It worked too good, like Joe said. And then they said, yeah, you know what? Let's put scoring margin in there. Give me a break. So
net efficiency. What does that even mean? Oh, well, you take these other 15 variables and then you use this and that's the net efficiency. Like,
yeah, it's like common core math. I mean, give me a break. The review. This one, remember, go to iTunes. If you listen on iTunes and you don't like the show, then don't review it. Okay? I'm not asking anybody to lie. But if you do like it, go on there, give us 5-star rating, give us a written review. If I read it, then you email me at qsmilitia@gmail.com. You give me your address, and I will send you out some goodies in a jiffy. So, Joey Sack 44, he says, love it. 5 stars. Love the podcast, guys. Very informative and witty, and he uses punctuation very well. Always look forward to listening. That superstar Sean makes it all worthwhile. There. And that's great. See? Quick. Boom.
Oh, nice. So you got your little fanboy. Now you got your own.
He continues. Oh, but he pales in comparison to my main man. Internet sensation, Joey G. Keep up the good work. Go Orange.
Wait, what was his handle?
It's Joey Sack 44. You know him, don't you?
Okay. Now I know who he is. What in the world?
By the way, Joe, not just an internet sensation anymore. He is a national ESPN superstar now. And I got to thinking, I said to myself, self?
No, I'm not.
You know, Joe said he was going to wear that Cuse Militia shirt. And by golly, if he had... it had been on ESPN, but he didn't. So opportunity pissed away. Thanks, Joe.
Look,
appreciate
look.
It, buddy. Oh, I spilled coffee on it. What?
No, I didn't spill coffee on it. I brought it. I hadn't worn it yet, and honestly, it was a little small.
It's an extra large.
I washed it and dried it, and it was a little small.
Oh, brother, dude, you don't ever dry cotton, son. You can wash it and hang it up. Let it air dry.
Sorry, bro.
Stretch it out. Frig, man.
So that was really
the deal. I don't buy those in bulk. I don't buy those in bulk, you know. I'm just saying.
No, I mean,
I don't get a deal. No.
My bad, bro. How about you just send me a double X, and then I'll just...
And then what? Send me that one back?
Yeah.
No.
It'll fit your son soon.
Oh, screw you. All right. Well, Joe pissed away an opportunity. It's all good.
Look, man, it's my bad, man.
You know, I rely on Joe for mainly one thing, and that's showing up to do podcasts. So, you know, he's at least usually 95% of the time I can rely on him.
I like
for that.
99.
And I'm sure you do, but it's more like 95. And, you know, I give him a day for travel coming back from the bowl game. And you know, so but I asked him to do one thing, is show up for the podcast. So I guess I just can't expect much more. He did, after all, give me one video from Tristan Jackson's touchdown from the Q's sideline. That was good.
Dude, I just want to let you know that was like the only, for some reason, I just had a feeling. Like, it wasn't like I was sitting there.
I know, he's 20 yards out.
Yeah, it was right there. That's why I was right there, and I just had this feeling we had the momentum, and I don't know. For some reason, I decided that was the only play that I recorded, and it just happened to be that play.
Well, good. So we posted it.
And, dude, honestly, how am I supposed to know that I'm just going to be on TV randomly?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. You were.
I mean,
right,
we had good seats, but come on, you never think you're going to be on TV like just going like. Looking like I looked, you know.
But if you had,
I was looking like I didn't know I was on TV, obviously. Because...
Well, you think?
Well, you know.
You had the side mouth going.
I had a couple of adult beverages, and to the right of me were three West Virginia fans, and to the left of me were the people that I was there with. So that's kind of why that was going down, you know? It was only the second quarter. I was good. I was just really heated because that was
great.
That was a cheap call, bro. You were probably doing the same thing in your living room when you saw that.
I stood up when I saw the hit.
See, exactly. Yeah. That's what I did. That's where I was.
Yeah.
In that moment. I didn't think a camera was on me. So
well, you never know. There's cameras everywhere now.
Yeah, right. I guess freaking so.
Yeah. So all right. Well, we managed to somehow turn a Notre Dame preview into a half an hour episode. Thank you everybody for listening. We really appreciate it. Thanks, Shopping Town Barbershop. Thanks, JP Mulligans. Thanks to James on Guitar, Armchair All-Americans, My Bookie, and, of course, you for listening. Sure. More Cuse Nation podcasts is inevitable. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Hey.
Thanks for listening to the Cuse Militia podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.